Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams says New York is prepared to deal with any escalation in the Middle East, telling New Yorkers, we're monitoring and we are preparing.
We are taking every necessary step to ensure the safety of everyone in the city, especially with the high holy days upon us and last week's international actions. We're closely monitoring this situation.
Israel and Hezbollah have traded fire across the Lebanon border almost daily since October 8th, the day after Hamas sent fighters into Israel and sparked the war in Gaza. It's been about a year now since some 250 people were abducted from Israel, and the fear and anxiety among friends and family just intensified in the wake of these latest developments. Of course, what you are hearing, again, what we are seeing is something that sounds on the neighborhood of an escalation. We will continue to monitor developments. Also here in the city, lawyers for Mayor Adams now calling for sanctions against prosecutors, saying they leaked information about the incidents against Mayor Adams even before they were made official. And that, say the lawyers, is an appalling disregard for Adams's rights. Julia Papa with more.
The walk-on music absent. The dais of deputy mayors not there. Mayor Adams stood alone in the City Hall rotunda to take on questions at his weekly session, most focused on his criminal case.
And my deputy mayors, my chief advisor, my commissioners, my legal team, they need to be focused on running the city.
Asked if he would select an acting mayor if the trial occurs during his term.
I don't need an acting mayor because I'm an actual mayor, and I'm going to continue to lead the city. That's what I was elected to do.
He says he'll continue to do the work, and he has deputy mayors doing their jobs. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And, of course, for continuing coverage of the federal investigation into Mayor Adams, stay with 1010 Winds here on 92.3 FM. And in a follow to a story we told you about last week relative to this, a Brooklyn bar owner says he was the victim of a shakedown by members of Mayor Adams' administration. He's telling his story to reporters outside City Hall, including our Marla Diamond.
Shamel Kelly said his problems began 2 years ago when NYPD officers began harassing him about noise complaints at his Coney Island juice bar, even though courts never upheld any violations against him. Kelly became part of the federal investigation into former NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban after a former community affairs aide to Mayor Adams connected him with Caban's twin brother, James, who Kelly said offered to take care of his problems in exchange for $2,500. Kelly never paid Caban, but said he was forced to close his business earlier this year. An attorney for James Caban said he denies any wrongdoing. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
It's decades in prison for a 35-year-old Long Island guy who kidnapped his girlfriend at knife point. Hallmark Garces given 27 to 30 after he was convicted back in May of kidnapping, criminal possession, contempt, menacing, harassment. Oh, they threw the book at him today during sentencing. Officials say Garces and the woman were living together in October of 2019 when he isolated the woman from her family and friends, took her cell phone to watch her activities. And communication, well, she got the heck out of there, but that didn't stop him, apparently. For several years afterwards, authorities say he stalked her, harassed her, assaulted her. Finally, in October of 2022, he grabbed her off the street, shoved her in his car at knife point, and drove off. Well, he finally caught up with him. She wasn't injured, and now he sits in jail for a long time. Suffolk DA Ray Tierney says no one should have to live in fear.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.